The topic I would like to share with you is volunteer work and servitude. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first West Hemisphere Africa voluntary worker training. Initially, we only received about 4 or 5 enrollment from USA and Canada. But it turned out we have totally have 15 attended. We thank very much to the Lord. And I was assigned 5 sections to share with you about the topic. We can learn from each other so that we can edify each other. The first and the basic question is, why should I be involved in the volunteer work? I think this is the something fundamental we have to think about. And then the second is how should we proceed from this point to be involved with the volunteer work. We can look into the issue from 3 aspects. The first one is to edify ourselves. To join the volunteer work, not only the church will be benefited, but also we ourselves can be edified if we have the right attitude, if we have the right attitude and the right motivation. Number one, to join this volunteer work, it provides us opportunity to use a God-given talent. According to the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. Let's refer to Matthew chapter 25. Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is just like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servant and delivered his goods to them. Verse 15, and to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. This paragraph talking about a person give his servant 5 talent, 2 talent, and 1 talent. Of course, each person was given different amount of talent, 5, 2, or 1. We have been given by the Lord a different gift. Some may have 5 talent gift, some may have 1 talent gift, some may have 2 talent gift. But eventually when the master come back, he cares the most is, have we fulfilled the talent God has been given to us? Have we fully utilized the God-given talent? That is the point. The point is not 5, 2, or 1. The point is, do we use it? In our local church, sometimes the chance for us to serve the Lord is limited, especially if we have the heart to be involved with the missionary work very far away. But if we join the volunteer work, we look into the newly developed area, especially in Africa. So many different countries and so many work needs to be done. And by joining the volunteer work, our God-given talent can be fully utilized. If we can fully utilize God-given talent, which means we become a useful person, then our existence in the world become very meaningful. You look into the whole body, can you see any part of the body is useless? God's creation is wonderful. Every part of the body is very useful. So we use God's given talent. That means the church as a one body, and the small member of the body as we ourselves. We can fulfill the purpose of God's creation. So this is really give us a very good opportunity to fulfill the purpose of God's creation. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4. Verse 10 and 11. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good steward of the ministry of manifold grace of God. 11. If anyone speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If anyone minister, let him do it as with the ability which God supplied, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, and to whom belong to the glory and dominion forever and ever. In these two, three verses mention that the same thing. Everyone who has different gift, we can fully utilize, especially we involved with the missionary work. From many experience, we understand that the more we are doing God's work, the more gift God will give to us. In the church, we have seen some members, initially, it seems they don't have the gift of delivering the sermon. But the more they do it, the more gift God gives it to them. So when we serve the volunteer work, maybe initially you don't know how to do it. But if you do it more times, you will be given more gift. When you be given more gift, you become a more useful person in that area. Just like our body, if any part of body you don't use it, and that part of body will, the function will deteriorate, will decline. If you use that part of body, that body will become more healthier. Even our brain the same. You look at a lot of people after they retired, they have nothing to do, and very soon their mentality decline a lot. But if you do it more, it seems you spend a lot of energy, but your mental condition will become better. This is very true. We look into the people surrounding us. And in this 1 Peter talk about, there's another point, and another point is related to point G. And all the body function very well and working together so that the name of God can be glorified. We look into a young person, it's different from the older person. So the Bible says the youth is the glory of a person. You look into an older person, it seems every part gradually lose the function. you look at a young person, seems every part is working very well. And church is like a body. If every part of the body work together and fully functioned, and it is a glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we look into a church with 100 membership, only 2-3 person work very hard, or even 10-20 people work very hard, and the rest of the members was not working, and you're going to see the church seems cannot be function very well. But if every part all work together, you look into the church continue to grow. So the church, the name of God can be glorified. Is that related to point C? Number two, to join the volunteer work can grow our spirituality while we are serving the Lord. Let's look into Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and to perfect, to be a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And verse 12. We're looking at verse 12. Verse 11. And he himself gives some to be apostles, some to the prophet, and some evangelists, and some pastor and teacher. Verse 12. To the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. Verse 11 talk about God has appointed different gifted worker. And some pastor, some teacher, some apostle. So in the church, there are some gifted worker. And the main function of the gifted worker is to equip, verse 12, is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry of God. So as a minister or a preacher, if we only work ourselves, work very hard, that's good. But if we can mobilize the people and equip more people to join the work together, it's not only lessen our burden, it also provide a lot of opportunity for the member to serve. And then while they were serving, their spirituality can grow. There are a few ways we can grow our spirituality. Every day we spend time Bible reading, and we pray by ourselves. Definitely, this is a very effective way to grow our spirituality. And another way is you join the holy work. While we are joining the holy work, we have a great opportunity to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ how to serve. While we are serving, we know that we have a lot of deficiency in our spirituality. We know we need to have more power. We know we need to be more perfect. So once we start to have this kind of sense of insufficient in our spirituality, in our capability, in the abundance of God, and it will push us to pursue more and to pray more. So usually we look into a youth. Sometimes we had set a very high standard. You have to reach to that kind of standard in order you can be served. Yes, in one way it is true, but we look in the other way, it's true either. There are some youth, they are only about reached to about 60 or 70 of that kind of level. They cannot be 100% reached to the level. But we provide them an opportunity to serve. Because this sense of opportunity, they feel that they are unworthy to serve, but God give them the opportunity to serve. So they work a bit extra hard, and then you're going to see their spirituality grow a lot. So this is a very good opportunity for ourselves to grow spiritually. Especially while we are serving, when we walk together with others, it's very easy to for us to understand our own shortcoming. If three person, four person work together, how come we cannot work in unity? Yes, we can examine other people's shortcomings, but it also provides us to look into ourselves. How come we cannot work together in harmony? And then it provides us opportunity to self-examine, self-reflection, and to grow. So if we have the right attitude and the right motivation, definitely, servitude is a way to grow our spirituality. So this is the second point, to edify ourselves. We can grow spiritually while serving. If we look into Paul's example, we look into Paul's example, because quite often we have the feeling, or we maybe have the experience, some people are serving while they are complaining, just like Martha. Jesus went to her home. He was serving, and she was serving, and she was complaining. But if you look into Mary, she sits very quietly and listens to the words of Jesus Christ. So in the church, quite often we can see these two type of worker. One is while serving and complaining. The other one is seems very quiet. But later on, they have been doing a very beautiful service to the Lord. Mary poured all her perfume, a jar of perfume, to Jesus Christ. So when we are looking at others and thinking about ourselves, for example, Paul, he has been going through so many persecution. A lot of people question about his apostleship in the 1st and 2nd Corinthians. And he was even under persecution. But under this kind of very severe condition, Paul's spirituality continued to grow. So if we have the right attitude while we are serving, we will elevate ourselves higher and higher. Every difficulty will become a stepping stone to a higher spirituality instead of a stumbling stone. So this is the second point. It will edify our spirituality. The third point, joy can be fulfilled. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 34 and 38. Okay, let's see. 34. And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him and who sent me, and to finish his work." What does that mean, my food? When you're hungry, you feel the food is so delicious, regardless of what kind of food. My food, it also can be interpreted as my satisfaction. There are two kinds of satisfaction. One is physical satisfaction. You need to have the material food. The second one is mentally or spiritual satisfaction. That comes from doing the will of the Lord. So while we are serving the Lord, the joy of Jesus Christ will be in us, according to Book of John, and our joy can be fulfilled. So verse 36. And he who reap receive wages and gather fruit for eternal life, that both he and who sow and he who reap may rejoice together. He who reap and he who have both of them, one is to sow the seed, the other one is to reap, can rejoice together. How come it can rejoice together? Because once we feel that we have done a wonderful job, and our service to the Lord benefit a lot of people, we look into the result of our servitude, we will be very joyful. So the joy coming from loving others, coming from loving God. If we love others, you look at other people, their face smiling because of love toward him. And that is our satisfaction. As a parent, you all understand, you love your children and you do something for your children or a small baby, and you look into the small baby so happy and you are laughing too. So while we are serving God, we're doing something to others and benefit others, then we'll be joyful. For example, if we bring a truth seeker to the church, and then the truth seeker receives the Holy Spirit, who will be the most joyful person? Of course, the one who receives the Holy Spirit. And the second one is the one who bring him to the church. And if the truth seeker eventually want to be baptized, who will be the joyful one? Of course, the one who will baptize and the one who bring him or her to the church. Because we feel we have done something very meaningful. And that kind of feeling really makes us joy. So if we see a person who has no joy in the spiritual life, maybe you look into the content of their life. Maybe they lack service of the Lord. If a person really serves God, the life will be very joyful, because the life is very meaningful. In the book of Acts chapter 4, in the book of Acts, talk about Peter was under persecution. When he left, he felt very joyful. When Peter was under persecution, we know persecution is supposed to be a kind of suffering. You will be insulted, you will be beaten, you will be forbidden to do something. But how come Peter was able to be very joyful? Because he considered that his suffering is for the name of Jesus Christ. And he considered his suffering is very meaningful. And that kind of suffering become the source of his joy. So every time we see it another people come back from the missionary work, while they are testifying the missionary work, you can see the joy in their face if God really walk with them. Also sometimes in the summertime, we see the students seems have nothing to do. They have spent a lot of money to kill the time. But on the other way around, if we can channel the youth to the missionary field, let them do something very meaningful, I believe the youth come back and testify to the local church, you are going to see a lot of joy inside it, because they will feel they have done something very meaningful. So this is very true that volunteer work can make us joy. Our joy can be fulfilled. Not mentioned to point four. Let's see the point four. The point four is to reward in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 talk about the momentary suffering will exchange for the everlasting glory in heaven. The momentary suffering, Paul was talking about himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16. We do not lose heart, even though our man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So Paul mentioned about very light affliction can exchange for a exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So don't you think this is the best investment? Surely it's the best investment. We know the church, especially the newly established church, they have no tradition. So they are in the process of building up some kind of tradition. So a new church sometimes is good too. They can have an opportunity to build a good tradition. But in our church, if we can mobilize more young people to involve the missionary work, and gradually it will become a tradition. A lot of people devote their time in missionary work. And that, according to what we read, not only we can be joyful in this world, we can receive rewards in heaven. So this is the first point, to edify ourselves. The second point, the missionary work, volunteer work in the newly developed country can benefit the church. The time is up. Not yet. Oh, okay. 2:15, right? Okay. And then we still have time, huh? Let me number four continue, huh? One day I encountered a church member. I think he already retired. He told me that while he was young, some people encouraged him to become a full-time minister. At that time, he was considered a very gifted and well-educated person. But after he retired, he had this comment. He said when he was young, everybody looked at him and see he's the best candidate to become a full-time minister. And at that time, he thought, for me, it seems it is not the timing to do this kind of work. But time passed very soon. Tens of years have been passed, and he retired. And later on, he had a stroke. He was unable to move very freely. And he looked back into his own life, and he said, if I want to make a decision again, I think when I was young, I would definitely accept the calling to become a full-time minister. Right now, volunteer work is not a full-time service, but it's a calling of God. Want us to join the work of the Lord. We think you are so smart to make this decision, to be involved with this work, because your life will be different, will become very meaningful. You have your own time served in the world, but you can use a spare time to serve God. While you are serving Lord, you are working in the world, you can glorify the name of two. But while you are serving God in a part-time basis, you can edify the church too. So after a few decades pass, you look back into the decision you make right now, I believe you will all be very thankful to God. I make a decision to join the volunteer work when I was in 20s, was when I was in 30, or even when I was in 50s. All right. Okay. So this is a very rewarding engagement, very rewarding investment, regardless of what kind of age you have, you are. Right? Point B is to edify the church. To edify the church. The first one, more members who serve on part-time basis can be involved as one body. In other words, more manpower can be added into the ministry of God. More manpower can be added. If we look into the situation in the church, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, if you have the experience attending the WDC World Delegate Conference, everywhere, every country, they are asking for manpower. Oh, send a full-time worker here, send a full-time worker here. But when it's talk about budget, we have no money. When talk about manpower, everybody want to have a manpower. And when we talk about budget, nobody, every GA say we have no money, but we need more power to help us. It's true that in terms of budget, maybe we are very limited. But how come we come short of manpower? Because we only limited the service of manpower in a full-time basis. So if we only limited the manpower in a full-time basis, then you're going to see so limited manpower. For example, in the United States, right now we have 20 churches, and we have 8 full-time ministers. And the 8 full-time ministers have to cover 20 churches, and right now USG has been entrusted with the work in Central and South America. And last year, the end of last year, we received a list from Canada. Canada have 5 churches. All the holy work needs help from outside people, from outsider. So if we only use a full-time worker, we feel that we're almost exhausted and cannot have the work done very well. But thank God, we have some members. Some of them, they retired and they involved with God's work in a volunteer basis, in a part-time basis. And some even still working in a company. They still have a full-time job. And they arrange their vacation and to help in a volunteer basis. So they help go to Dominican Republic and they help to go to Canada to help their spiritual convocation. And they help to South America to help the ministry. And in United States, they help the pastoring work too. Because of the help of the volunteer, we can see more members can involved. More members can be involved. So we can have more manpower available. If you can have one full-time minister, the manpower is 1.0. But if a person who is well qualified want to dedicate 2 months to serve the law, you can find 6 person, you add up is 12 months, is equal to 1 full-time worker too. Since we don't have too many full-time worker, we have to mobilize more people and train them to add up this very short time together to become a full-time, equivalent to a full-time worker. So the benefit for the church of the volunteer work is more members, so part-time thesis can involve as one body. Romans chapter 12. Romans The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. Verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. In prophecy, that is prophecy in proportion to our faith, verse 7. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, verse 8. And he who exalts in exaltation, and he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. In this few verses, talk about many, many different kind of gifts, and that so many talented members serve the Lord according to the gift God has given to them. Point two. Because of this volunteer work, more work can be done with gifted manpower, and can lessen the burden of the church, to lessen the burden of a few gifted members. We always heard there's a saying in the church, the best way to manage the church is every work has somebody to do it, and every person has some work to serve in the church. If we look into a church, almost everyone come to the church has some work to do. And almost every work has somebody to take care. Definitely, this church is a church of growing. But if you look in a church which is not growing, you always can see that a few people are heavily burdened, almost burned out. But a lot of people come to the church, have nothing to do. They only hold a Bible and hymn book and attend the service. And after the service, they just leave. So the volunteer work, if we organize a group of people to have a volunteer work, and more work can be done because more people can be involved. In Southern California, a few years ago, they started to have a project called Hosanna Outreach. Try to mobilize the youth to have a English sermon and try to outreach to the community. And our experience is there are so many talented youth there in the church. If we don't organize them to train them and to let them serve as a volunteer, we wasted a lot of talented manpower. But when we organize them and train them, and then help them to develop a plan. You are going to see the church has so many talented manpower. When they organize together, they can do a so wonderful job. So more work can be done with the gifted manpower. Let's see the book of Numbers, chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. verse 14. I am not able to bear all these people alone because the burden is too heavy for me. Verse 15. If you treat me like this, please kill me here and now, if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my wretchedness. Okay. Here, Moses vented out his frustration. We all have some kind of feeling of frustration, right? While we are serving God. If you talk with the full-time workers, sometimes they have kind of frustration. Too many work, too many responsibility. Seems like Moses, I can't bear it alone. So if you are frustrated, you cannot have the job done very well. But how did God resolve the issue? Verse 16, God commanded Moses, you have to choose 70 persons. And then the 70 person will share the burden of Moses. And God will fill the 70 person with his power so he can share the burden with Moses. So the burden of Moses can be lessened. So this is one of the benefits. If we mobilize more volunteer work, then the burden can be evenly shared, just like in the time of Moses. For example, I don't know the church in UK, but in churches, traditional in church in Taiwan or USA, traditionally, the pastoring work, that kind of responsibility have been entrusted to the full-time minister. So full-time minister play a leading role in the local church ministry. But gradually we find out, if we don't change this situation, the holy work will encounter some kind of bottleneck. You cannot break through. Because you cannot find so many full-time workers. The second one, financially, you cannot support so many full-time workers. So gradually we have an understanding that we have to ordain more workers. And they are not full-time ministers. We ordain more workers. They have the title and they can be entrusted with duties. They can share the burden. So this can benefit the whole church. So even though you join the volunteer work, you are not ordained ministers, but you join the work after you have been trained. Definitely, more work can be done. You look into the Africa, so many countries they have the need to have a RE training. They need some people go there to teach them how to sing the hymns. Or when they build a chapel, they need somebody to go there to help them. So more work can be done with gifted manpower and then lessen the burden of the few person. Point three. Volunteer worker can elevate the faith of members in local church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6, but now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us a good news of your faith and love, that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us, as we also to see you. Verse 7, therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. Here Paul mentioned that Timothy has come to us from you, from the church in Thessalonica. And Timothy has brought many good news to Paul. And so Paul was very delighted, and the whole congregation was delighted too. So if we look into the volunteer work, if more youth get involved in volunteer work, you help in the developing country, and then you come back to the local church, you bring the good news to the local church, how God bless the work in Kenya, or the grace of God you had witnessed, the miracle happened in Kenya, or your own personal experience when you serve the volunteer work, how the volunteer work help you to grow spiritually. And then this kind of good news will have a very positive impact to the faith of the local church. So sometimes we see the church member when they visit each other, if the church member can have a good fellowship, it will edify each other. I know quite a few of the members was edified in 1970s when they visited the mountain region in Taiwan. They look into the faith they have, and they were greatly encouraged when after they go back to their local church. So the volunteer work, you will visit a place where there's a very good, wonderful work been done there, and we come back and it will edify a lot of members in the local church. So this is point three. Okay. Point four. The volunteer work can accelerate the fulfillment of Lord's commission. Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus commanded the disciple, you have to go and to preach the gospel. Those who believe and baptize will be saved. And this commission was given to the disciple of Jesus Christ. And today, we are the disciple of Jesus Christ. If we look into the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, Peter was preaching, and by the power of God, 3,000 people was added to the kingdom of God, and the apostolic church was established. But how can the mission of preaching the gospel to all nations be fulfilled? And we look into Acts chapter 8, we are going to see a lot of members coming from Jerusalem start to preach the gospel. And then because of preaching the gospel, or chapter 11, preaching the gospel, so the church was established in Antioch. So this group of people migrated to Antioch. Actually, they are not a full-time worker. And they moved to Antioch, helped a lot to spread the gospel there. So it will help to accelerate the fulfillment of Lord's commission. So today is the same. It's the same. Right now, the True Jesus Church has been reaching to 5 continents, Europe, Africa, America, and Asia, and Australia, New Zealand. But if we want to reach every part of that continent, we need a lot of manpower too. 1995, the gospel was preached to Fiji. Fiji. You know, there's a small island called Fiji, right? Between New Zealand and Australia. Why the gospel was preached to there? Because there was a brother Chen. He moved to Fiji from Taiwan. And because he moved to Fiji from Taiwan, so later on, we have a base in Fiji. So the minister was sent there. And then many received Holy Spirit and were baptized. So there was a house of prayer established there. And right now, the Australia has been sending the volunteer regularly to help the missionary work there. So right now, the situation in Fiji seems growing. If we look into the South America, about Chile, how come the gospel was preached to Chile? Because there was a brother moved from Taiwan to Chile to do business. 1980s, they went there, they feel very lonely. They feel seems they have a crisis spiritually. So they stay there 2 years, nothing was done. In 1991, they moved there again. At that time, they come with a sense of mission. We want to preach the gospel there. So they brought a lot of cassette tape. Every Sabbath, they listen to the cassette to keep the Sabbath. And they start to invite a friend to listen to the cassette tape. And then they kneel down and pray. They receive the Holy Spirit. So the church was established because of this. The same thing in the church in São Paulo in Brazil. There was a brother and a sister. They belong come to the same family. They testify originally when they were in Taiwan. They just stay next to the church, but they did not come to the church often. They consider themselves as lost. But after they moved to Brazil, they start to have a feeling, we need God. They start to have their own family service. And then start to invite a friend to come together. And right now in Brazil, we have a church there. Right now we have purchased a building. We have about 25 to 30 membership, except 5 Chinese. Another 20 are all Brazilian and speak Portuguese. And all this kind of house of prayer have been established, all starting from the volunteer work, not from the full-time minister. So this is a reason volunteer work can benefit the church. The last one, to glorify the name of God. This is the last one. When the volunteer work been done, Great Commission been accomplished, not only increase the quality, but also increase the quantity, and then the name of God can be glorified. So this is the first section I share with you, why involved with the volunteer work from three aspects, to edify ourselves, to benefit the church, and to glorify the Lord. Next section, we are going to come to the next one. Come and follow me.